Chapter 9, Devotional 4, A Two-Piece Fish Meal and a Miracle. Keep your eyes on Jesus. In Matthew 14, verses 18 through 20, we hear, "Bring them here to me," he said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. In these verses, Jesus performs his greatest miracle and feeds a crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We see that Jesus does the following. 1. He spent time alone just before he met the crowd. 2. He felt compassion for the crowd and healed the sick. 3. He ignored the disciples' suggestion that he send the crowd away so they could go buy food. 4. He asked for available resources. 5. He gave thanks to God and blessed the 2-piece fish meal. 6. He supernaturally fed the crowd and produced food in abundance. Reading on, we see that Jesus made the disciples get into a boat to cross the lake. He dismissed the crowd and went to be alone and pray. Notice, he spent time with God in prayer immediately before and after the miracle. Can you imagine the disciples' conversation as they got into the boat and began the journey across the lake? They didn't know there was more to come. Scripture tells us they witnessed another miracle as first Jesus and then Peter walked on water. As an executive coach working with fellow Christians, I spend a lot of time teaching my clients to be still. Like Jesus, we must have an intimate connection to God's supernatural power and anointing. I encourage them to spend time with God in prayer before making decisions, to take confident and bold action, and to expect miracles. It's a simple process, but requires radical change in thinking and behavior. Child of God, do you need a miracle at work or home? I encourage you to set your eyes on Jesus, believe in him, pray, and watch with an expectant heart as he turns a little into more than enough. I pray that you, like Peter, will have the faith to step out of the boat and walk on the water. Lord, thank you for showing us your miraculous power. Jesus, help me have the faith to believe in you and in your divine power. Give me the faith to step out of the boat, whatever you call me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.